American photographer and movie maker William Klein is not well known in this country, yet this spring Americans can see his photographs in 2 New York gallery shows and 2 new books. His movies are on view in a retrospective at the French Institute in Manhattan, and his classic documentary, Muhammad Ali, will open in theaters across the country. Not bad for a guy who celebrates his 75th birthday this year and has spent the last half century in France. David Darcy reports.
In the photography show Paris Plus Klein, William Klein's color pictures shot on the Paris streets look as if the camera's almost touching the crowds that push toward the lens. Klein says his first influences didn't come from France, but from the Museum of Modern Art, which he visited as a child in New York.
Not that I ever thought I'd be able to take photographs, because I was a very clumsy little Jewish kid and had no money. I had friends who had dark rooms, and it would knock me out. I'd go to see them pulling out prints from the chemicals, and I was amazed. I said, I'll never be able to do that.
Klein made his first trip to Europe as a soldier.
The army decided that I was really very good at being a radio operator on horseback, which is the joke of a century, because I'd never seen a horse close up. But, you know, I had a test. I could distinguish Morse code, apparently, and they said there's going to be a war, so that we need radio operators on horseback.
Klein's first ambition in Paris was to be a painter. He sought out the artist Fernand Léger, and like Léger, Klein experimented with other media. His first book at age 25 took him back to New York. His first film, 4 years later, was also set in Manhattan. The short Broadway by Light shifted between a nighttime documentary tour and a rhythmic abstraction of marquees and neon advertising.
Little Lulu, Sylvania, TV, Castro, convertibles and so on. I would film them. I would get the cycles of the electric light signs and put them together, and that would make what I would have called 10 years later pop film, but there weren't any pop film. It was done in 1958.
By 1960, says Bruce Jenkins of Harvard University, who's organized shows of Klein's work, The New Yorker in Paris was leading a new generation of filmmakers.
He's one of the most remarkable independent filmmakers and really a key figure at a moment where still photographers, Robert Frank being probably the other good example, and writers and artists begin working in film. And I'm talking about the late 50s and early to mid-60s. Klein is the preeminent figure.
All the while, Klein made his living as a photographer for Vogue. His irreverent pictures of models in unlikely places seemed to undermine any fashion marketing campaign. But Vogue's art director protected him, and Klein's reputation grew. In 1964, Klein began a rough-edged documentary about a different kind of celebrity, the young boxer Cassius Clay, known as Muhammad Ali.
I'm the king of the ring. I'm the biggest thing in history. All because of me.
The film's perspective is shaped in part by Malcolm X, who talked on camera about Ali as a hero and a threat.
They knew that as soon as, if people began to identify with Cassius and the type of image he was creating, they were going to have trouble out of these Negroes, because they'd have Negroes walking around the street saying, I'm the greatest, and also Negroes who were not saying that they were nonviolent.
For filmmaker William Klein, the 1964 title fight between Cassius Clay and Sonny Liston was true Americana, good versus evil in a polarized society. His film ended up being less about Ali fighting and more about Ali's effect on the people around him.
People hated the film. Of course, a lot of people were frustrated not to see a lot of boxing, but we didn't have the money, and I didn't think it was worth necessary to buy fight footage. So most of the stuff around fights that you see are my photographs.
As the 1960s went on, Klein's work became satirical. In 1968, he made Mr. Freedom, a superhero secret agent parody about an American with a cigar and a cowboy hat who's instructed to conquer France.
The Red Commies are infiltrating from Switzerland.
So we bomb Switzerland.
Good thinking, boy, but we can't. Not right now. Let me tell you about the French. They are 50 million mixed up, sniveling crybabies who haven't stood on their 2 feet since Napoleon. And that wasn't yesterday. And Napoleon wasn't even French.
The farce is set against images of war, advertising, and Klein's own photographs, a collage approach that's become his film style. Almost all of his films have been low-budget, and in many cases that meant self-produced, what we now call independent.
In France, it's always been like that. all French movies. What do you think? Godard's first films, they're all what you call indies. They're done by small companies, small crews, natural light, natural locations and everything.
Yet Klein's independence may explain why younger filmmakers don't know him. He usually distributes his own movies, which means that in the United States they rarely show outside museum retrospectives. But Klein still has younger fans. Mia Feinman is photography curator at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and she says Klein's pictures of ensembles have become icons, whether he's putting fashion models in a crowd or just pointing his camera at the street.
This is something that Walker Evans did. These roadside shacks were always there. Walker Evans showed them to us as art, and now when you drive down a road in Louisiana, you see one Walker Evans picture after another. I think Klein did the same thing for crowds, for this sort of chaos and energy of the crowd.
The crowds that came to hear William Klein talk about his work in Manhattan were small but devoted. If the photographer and filmmaker had a single frustration, it was with some Americans who think France is the enemy.
The campaign against the French is bullshit, you know. I mean, the French are good friends of America. If the French weren't around, there wouldn't be a United States of America. I don't think anybody knows that. I was talking to some people yesterday. I made a pitch for Lafayette, and they were all thinking of the Galerie Lafayette. They didn't know who Lafayette was. So I think it's the lost cause.
William Klein's photographs of Paris, his adopted city, can be seen at the New York headquarters of a French institution, the designer Hermès. And Street Smarts, an exhibition of street scenes, is at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. A retrospective of Klein's films is underway at the Alliance Française in Manhattan. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in New York.
Some of William Klein's photographs, including a self-portrait, are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.